Hello, thank you for tuning in to episode 70 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is April 16th, 2015, and we are again recording from the lovely Katy, Texas. I'm Summer. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns, which is SommerYarns. And you can also find me on Instagram, the same thing. Sorry, I forgot to say that. And you can also find me on Goodreads as, I think I'm just Summer there. I always mean to check that and I always forget. I am also on Elo, but I keep forgetting to use it. And this is...
I'm Darcy. I'm on Ravelry as Slightly Foxed. I'm also on Instagram as Slightly_Foxed. You can also find me on Twitter, although I don't tweet much as Slightly Foxed, and I'm on Tumblr as Slightly Foxed. Those I don't use as frequently, but I'm there.
And I'm Katy. I am Katy B on Ravelry. And you can, if you go to my profile, you can link to my Goodreads and to Instagram. I'm Katy B, KT. So that's that.
And yeah, I'm linked everywhere on my Ravelry profile.
So, as am I. Yeah,
so you can find me. And you can also find all of our show notes at kitchenstitches.com, as well as our contact email address, which is kitchenstitchespodcast@gmail.com. Today we actually went on yarny adventures. We drove to Seguin, Texas to the Yellow Rose Fiber Fiesta, and we're going to talk about that at the end. We are going to each do a relatively short recap of what we've been up to knitting-wise the past few weeks. And we're recording on my phone today as opposed to our usual iPad. So if the sound quality is different or bad, we apologize. This is not a normal. We were going to record in the car, and traffic was kind of heavy, so we decided not to. So I think we're going to do finished objects and works in progress, and then we'll talk about what we got at the Fiber Festival, because we have a lot of enabling for you today.
Gosh, this table is full of stuff.
So I'm going to let Darcy kick it off today.
Okay. I've been working on a lot of big projects that I've mentioned before. The Enderman by Katy Bobbitt, and because it's a Minecraft thing, it's all square, and it's kind of boring at this point, but I'm kind of soldiering on.
You're committed.
I am committed. I'm still doing game knitting. The book is by Lee Meredith, the idea that you do an element of change when something comes up, kind of like a drinking game, but just with knitting. And I'm doing that with a couple shows that I'm watching. And then I'm also working on a mermaid lapghan. This particular is Shelley Bunyard. I'm quickly running out of yarn, so I need to go grab another skein to keep working on it. Finished stuff. If you look on my Instagram, you'll see that I've done a lot of like little amigurumi because I had to finish something. I did a rainbow pig. It was out of chroma, so it comes out all rainbowy.
Oh, that was so cute.
The designer is Judy Head. You find it on the Kramer Yarns website. And actually one of my coworkers ran off with it because she said... that it was like the stress balls are usually too big for her hands, so, and the piggy was just squishy enough that, so she goes around and squishes it and puts it on her head, and I'm glad that it's nice when something you make brings someone comfort. And I did a Pusheen, a little tiny kitty, and my daughter had that. That pattern is free, and it's by I Crochet Things. And and my niece, I posted on Instagram, and my niece saw it, and she's just like, so I'm going to have to make another one of those. I wasn't real happy with that, but it turned out okay, and obviously people who like Pusheen liked this particular thing. And then I tried making a felted spider. The designer is Wendy Gross, who's done other toys that I'd like to do. I don't know. This time, I don't know whether it didn't have enough eyes. I think I positioned the legs wrong. It's squishy, but I don't know. It's just not what I want it to be, so I was not really happy with it. And then I did do, I'm going to the Texas Library Association conference next week, and I like to bring a little something to have people take pictures with. And I did something, I did a teeny Texas flag. The designer is Allison Hoffman. Crafty is Cool is her website. And it, I call it Lil Jack, like Lil Jacinto.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? And he's just, it's like a little Texas flag with a little face that smiles. It's very cute. And then I've done, I'll take pictures and put them on Instagram. I finished, a shawl called Wingspan by Malin Tricotery Designs. It's a paid pattern. And I did it in Chroma Pegasus. It's really pretty and very Lisa Frank colors, bright pinks and purples and blues and yellows. And
yeah, that's a great pattern. It's been on my queue for a very long time.
It's interesting without being boring for me. And that's pretty much what I've finished up. I'll be casting on soon some vanilla socks to bring with me to the library conference because I need something simple to put in my hands while I'm listening. We're supposed to be listening anyway. And
what were we doing? Whips or FOs?
I think we did.
I just did it all.
I think that's good. Get on to the enabling.
Exactly. Because yeah. We're moving toward a goal.
Okay, for whips, I am working on the Reina shawl by Nora Levola. I'm using Kamal Sock by Savvy Skeins. So it's a cream-colored base with speckles of blue, yellow, and brown. A couple of different speckles in there. So I'm working on that. I'm about halfway through. The mesh part is a little slow going because it's... One side is yarn over, knit two togethers, and the other side is yarn over, slip, knits.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm cheating and knitting two through the back loop so it goes faster. Oh, but yeah, I'm using lace tips, which is pointy, and it just hurts my hands. So I'm working on that. I started A Paris Toujours by Isabel Kramer, which is also another one of those, alternating garter and lacy sections, and it's with a DK weight, using Plucky Knitter Crew, which is a cotton merino blend in a it's called Magnet and Steel, which is a charcoaly gray. So I'm like one or two repeats into that, alternating two balls of yarn, so that goes a little bit slower. Plus I'm putting in lifelines, even though it's not, it couldn't go that wrong, but I want my knit two yarn overs to line up. Mm-hmm. And then Skelter by Woolly Wormhead using, Rios and Posion. I'll go feed my cat here in a minute because that's, I have outside cats, and two of them will knock on the window when they want attention or food. And Patch is knocking on the window. For FOs, since we last recorded, I finished my Ballet Des Monuments by Irish Girly Knits using Malaberger Rios and Teal Feather. It was turned out really nice. I think I had at that point maybe finished my Age of Brass and Steam using Silky Merino, and then I finally finished my Groovy using Groovy by Jumper Cables, which is an asymmetrical shawl. You alternate bands of garter stitch or stockinette stitch. And it's kind of got that laddered edge, kind of like a hitchhiker. I used sport weight yarn, so it took a little bit longer. And that I used Plucky Knitter Lollipop Guild, which is in a fuchsia, I guess, pink. What color would you call that?
Magenta or fuchsia.
So that is finally done. I'd like to block that to see if I can get it to stretch out. But that's all I got for FOs.
I'm gonna go feed the cat.
Okay. You're gonna hear a beep when the door opens. I'll start with my finished objects. I finished my Hitofude after months. So I started this back a little bit after Mother's Day last year. I bought the yarn for Mother's Day. And then knit on it here and there for a while. And then put it down while I worked on Laura's Harry Potter sweater. And then picked it back up and have worked on it dedicatedly at work for however long that was. And I finished it and blocked it. It blocked out a little bit bigger than I had planned. Like, it is full long sleeves on me, but that's fine. It's super comfortable. It's super pretty. I wore it today.
It's really pretty.
I'm very pleased with it.
And it looks good on you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got several compliments today. This is the first time I've worn... Sorry, that's Katie's alarm when she's opening the door. I wore a Hitchhiker to One Yarn Festival. Yeah, I did, because I lost it there.
That's where you lost it.
No.
And then I think I wore my vitamin D at Into the Wool a couple of years ago. And I got compliments on this. But this is the first one that I've gotten a lot of compliments. And people recognized the pattern, and it was very gratifying. And then I finished the Malabrigo Head Thingy, which is a great title or pattern name. I made that, the Hitofude I use Miss Babs, Katahdin, and Ivy's, and that is a paid pattern by Hiroku Fukatsu. And Malabrigo Head Thingy, I'm not sure who the designer was, but I used just some Plymouth Encore, which I really did not enjoy working with. I thought I liked it better the first time I knit with it. But this time, it wasn't very pleasant to work with, and the color was kind of just a natural brownish. It was a boring knit, but it knit up really quickly, and it looks nice finished, and it's a very masculine hat, and it's for charity, so it will be fine. I kept saying, oh, this is not, it's, you know, I don't really like this, but it's for charity. And I didn't mean it that way. I meant that it wasn't for me. It actually is a really nice looking hat in the end. And then I can finally talk about the project that I was knitting for the two knitlet chicks mix, podcast mashup here. The two knitlet chicks swap, because it was received earlier this week. I did the Morgaine shawl, which was by Natalie Servant, and I used Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Nightshade color, which was kind of an indigo, maybe a little bit darker than indigo. When I looked up indigo, there are so many different, it's like a whole range.
It's
so
like, it was the like magenta, a, yeah, you know, right, magenta, fuchsia range, yeah, you know.
Right, so it was like a dark indigo, and it had like a Celtic knot edging. A really interesting construction. You do the edging first, and then it's a short row construction to knit the body garter. And it was, other than the end, that you have to do a little bit of seaming at the very end to make the edges meet up. And that was a little, I had to undo it and do it back multiple times. So that was a little fiddly, but it turned out looking really great, and it was well received. So I don't think I've posted a picture yet to my Ravelry profile, but I'll do that soon. Works in progress. I have been working over the past couple of weeks. I did a lot of work on the Call Me, which is kind of a shawl cowl, one of these. You knit it like a shawl, and then you join it. So it you wear it like a cowl. And that is by Allie Coffey. And I did that in Cakewalk, or I am doing that in Cakewalk Yarns, in the peppermint bark colorway that my mom gave me back in November. And unfortunately, she's no longer dying, but you might be able to still find some on D-Stash. And this is kind of like, it's a natural color with speckled, it's got reds and greens. And as other people have said recently in podcasts, she was doing speckled before it was cool. And I could have finished that this week, but I decided to save the bind off. We're just a little bit over a month away from Stash Dash starting with the Knit Girls, so I'm saving that, and I'll do the bind off so that that can count for that. At work, I am working on the Sumner Hat by Woolly Wormhead, and I'm using Knit Picks Stroll in the Tree Fort colorway, which is really pretty greens and teals, a little bit of maybe like turquoise and browns, and it's actually working up really masculine. I'm not sure what it will look like. I don't know how masculine the finished product will be, but the colors are very masculine, and it has a folded brim, and then pearl ridges, or pearl welts. And so far, I'm really enjoying it. I've done all the knitting for the brim. I've picked up half of the stitches for it, and I'll get, just keep working on that. And then the past couple of nights, I've worked on Wide Open Spaces by Sarah Gresbach. I'm not sure how you say her last name. I'm doing that in Leading Men Fiber Arts in the Purple Rain colorway, which is a really pretty purple. It's more on the blue side of purple than the red side of purple. And I'm on the edging on that. It has 45 teeth on the edging, and I've done a total of 11, I think. I did maybe 3 or 4 over the past couple of nights. It's really easy, it's really easy, but it'll probably still take me a little while to finish it. So that is, I think there are a couple other things that I've worked on, but I'll leave those for another time because I don't even remember where I was on them. So I think we will start talking about our enabling. So the Yellow Rose Fiber Festival, like I said, is in Seguin, Texas. It was yesterday, April 15th, and today, April 16th. Free event, fairly small, smallish fiber festival. It was about 2 hours from Katie's house to there. And so for us Texas girls, it was a nice day trip. Those of you, like maybe on the East Coast, may not appreciate the fact that 2 hours is a good day trip for us. But
even though it was small, I have to admit that it was my very first fiber festival. And I was overwhelmed. I was I had to step out a couple times just that there's so much stuff and I don't know what to do.
There were a couple of times where I had a little bit of analysis paralysis trying to decide what to get. I was a little overwhelmed too, but I was really good and this is the first time I've ever successfully actually made a full pass through all of the vendors before actually making a purchase.
There was a wine tasting and that helped me.
I completely missed the wine tasting.
Oh my God. I wondered
where you were because I'm like, I checked in with, because we separated for a while and I'm like, have you seen Darcy? I haven't seen Darcy.
I'm like, over there with the black cherry Pinot Noir. It was amazing.
I'm like, she's okay, right?
I am just fine.
So who wants to start with the... Darcy, I guess we'll just keep going round robin.
We can do that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so just because I was overwhelmed does not mean that I did not come away without a full bag. Probably what did me in, honestly, was at the Savvy Skeins booth. Her daughter painted these beautiful note cards that have foxes on them. And so that one, I'm like, well, if I'm there, okay. So that, I think that was my first purchase, and that just kind of everything went down.
It just opens the floodgates.
It does. I'm like, when we're done. She did a beautiful job, had them printed up, and I hope that she continues because she does really fine work.
Can I see this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are four designs, and they're really beautiful. I'm going to guess.
How much were they?
They were 20, but with the art print quality, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking... I think it's watercolor is what she used because the lines are really delicate. It's really, really gorgeous.
So
work.
That's actually painted on that?
No, she had it printed up.
Oh, okay.
Which is, but the quality of paper is really good and totally worth for, I'm always, you pay an artist what they're worth.
Those are really nice.
Aren't they beautiful?
Really that pretty. Encourages her daughter to
get them already. Have you seen them?
Well, yeah, I've seen the pictures on Instagram.
But yeah, it's really, she does fine work and she needs to continue. And after I've written 4 letters, I'm sure that I will be purchasing more.
We'll still be back in Houston.
Yay! So I will definitely.
And I'm sure you could email her.
Oh yeah, I'll budget for it too.
Yeah.
Also from that booth, I got some Komal sock. Is that how you say it? I don't know.
Yeah,
Komal. It's like Komal. The river. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a river.
Yeah, in like Austin, New Braunfels and stuff. New Braunfels.
Learning about Texas every day.
And you've been here how long?
I know, right? Well, it's like, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
Anyway. The colorway is Jekyll and Hyde, and it looks like it's like a dark gray stripe, and then the other stripe is kind of speckled with all kinds of like chaos and blood and green, and I love it. And I also got a mini skein that's in ridiculous pink colors.
Very neon.
It's very neon. It will probably end up in like doll clothes for my daughter. And then from Kymarie's Knickknacks, I got some, like, I need more stitch markers, but I found some little skull stitch markers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They're really cute, and, like, they're rainbow colors. And very...
Oh, yeah, I have some from Little Monkey Sit and Spinner or whatever.
Okay.
About
other things from her.
From the Kid and You.
And I bought some sock yarn from her that's, the colorway is Web Slinger. And it's in turquoise and red, so kind of Spider-Man-ish. And it was the only one left, so that was another thing that kind of sent the floodgates open. And then when I went for another pass, I ended up getting a worsted weight of called Texas Wildflower. It's basically the colors that you see here in Texas springtime, the dark blues of the blue bonnets and the pinks of the primroses and... some reds in there. I found a skein that I think the yellows are not too yellowy. I think it's going to be really pretty, so I'm going to have to look for a good pattern for that. From Brazen Stitches, I got a project bag that has the Firefly Serenity little characters on it because I kind of nerded. I was kind of surprised how nerdy these things are. I don't know why I was surprised, but I was. And I picked up some mini skeins from there. And then my, Little Monkey Stitch and Spin, I got a pendant. It's a spiral pendant that you can put your stitch markers on, which since it's kind of jewelry-ish anyway, it kind of appeals to me because I really like jewelry. And then where I really fell down the rabbit hole was at, Lazy Cat Yarn, some gorgeous colors there, and I was looking, they have, Mia and Mom sent her some stuff, and they have these safety eyes that are not just the black ones and not like a million in a bag, but I mean, I kind of fell in love with like the sparkly iridescent silver, and she went, and then she said, oh, if you're looking at eyes, have you seen this pattern? Which is called Smoglock. It's a dragon. And it won the 2013 Blue Ribbon for Original Knitted Toy in the State Fair of Texas. And she says, oh, and this is a one skein toy. And I'm like, ah, crap. So because I'm going to do that, I had to buy a skein of blue iris to make this, which is a very dark indigo purpley blue. And then of course when I rounded back again, I originally bought the silver eyes for that, but I went back and I said, you know what? I really love these eyes. So I bought a pair of iridescent dark blue and iridescent pink. I don't know what that's going to go. That's going to end up looking weird, but that's okay. A small pair of silver, iridescent-y yellow, and then some bigger, they're like pearly white. I'm almost thinking like a zombie cat kind of thing. I'm going to have to find some good black yarn. So which was enough for me. Yeah. Good stuff. That's not your bag.
Jethro is trying to climb into all of our bags. Jethro is a cat. Okay, Katie.
Okay. Let's see. I will start with Savvy Skeins. I got two skeins of San Antonio Sock, which is a 400-yard fingering. It's 100% superwash merino. I got a skein of Pandemonium, which has teal and pink and some purple, and it just mixes really well together, and it's really pretty.
It looks sunset-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does.
And I also got a skein of that on the Behar Worsted, which is 200 yards of a superwash merino. And then the other skein of San Antonio Sock is called Kona. So it's a cream-colored base with speckles. So it's got some purple, teal blue, some orange. Like just those three colors. I stood there for like 10 minutes trying to pick out.
Her colors were amazing.
So many good colors.
Part of the problem though too was she was in the corner so the light wasn't real great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would like have to step away and hold it up so I could, and some of them were very similar but there were different colorway names and, I'm like, well, you know, she's in New Braunfels, which is just outside of San Antonio. So she's local to us, and she is in a couple yarn stores around here, so I can get her stuff whenever. So I was good and only got three skeins of yarn there. I was kind of excited to see Yarn Carnival again, because I don't know that she's anywhere local to us.
I don't think she's selling any locally.
Maybe
she's
like
in a few Austin stores.
Yeah. But. So, I had gotten a skein of this this colorway, which is called Pyroclastic, when we went to Kid and You like a year and a half ago. It's a medium gray base with streaks of like a burnt orange, orange red, like when you would think of a volcano.
Yeah.
And that base is, it's like a light fingering, almost lace weight. And I have no idea what I'm going to do with that. But I was happy to see it on a fingering weight, a heavier fingering weight. So this is called the High Wire 3-Ply, which is 100% superwash. It's a fingering weight yarn, 490 yards. So it's heavy, it's a good yardage for shawls. So I got Pyroclastic, which is the gray with the orange, and then I got the coordinating orange in a whole skein. So something that stripes.
That's really striking.
Together.
Yeah.
Yes. And then in that same vein, what's the orange called? The orange is called 1,832 degrees.
I'm guessing lava.
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
These are very appropriate for you,
yeah,
our geology girl.
So then I got a purple and then the gray purple. So I think it's purple.
Yeah,
I'd call that purple.
It's kind of grapey.
Grapey, yeah. So geode. So like when you would think of an amethyst, mm-hmm, with the gray and the purple of an amethyst. That's that, and then the solid one. And then I got something called Dark Spark, which is the gray again.
Kitty Adventures.
Well, it's the cheap Tinker Toy cat tree we got at Walmart that needs to be glued together. That
does it collapse?
When he gets... so it pops out of the corner, so it's... It sways a little bit. But anyway, so it's gray with rainbow in it, I guess. So it's got lime green, a dark blue, a hot pink, a yellow. So I'm interested to see how that knits up. But those are all on the same base, that just under 500 yards. So it's a fingering. Excuse me. So then over at Lazy Cat Yarn.
My nemesis.
Well, I initially had went over there and they had nice stuff, and I'm like, eh, okay, I got lots of fingering, or, you know, I'll come back, or whatever. And then my husband texted me, and he's like, give me a mainly skein of sock yarn. I'm like, crap, okay. So I go back over there. I picked up for me a skein of their Elemental, which is a 400 yard, 100% superwash merino fingering yarn, sock yarn, in a like blue purple.
It's very dark.
Called yeah. Time Almost and Space. Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more blue.
Okay, so it's like a Dr. Who.
I mean, it's kind of close to yours, but.
Mine is like a brighter.
Right.
But yours is,
yours glows more.
Yeah. This one is. Right. It's definitely, but it's definitely has a, well, I recognize the name as a Dr. Who-y.
Well, I think it was in that section there.
Yeah.
And then there was a whole section of Dr. Who. Yeah.
It's like Dr. Who and Marvel and Star Wars. But she said she ran out of emo Kylo Ren, which just makes me laugh, so.
So then for my husband, I didn't want to pick something wrong. He doesn't wear a lot of colors. And it's going to be, and he wanted socks. And so I'm like, well, I don't know who's knitting them, either me or him. So I went with Safe Gray because, well, I still owe him some Mitts of Doom anyway. So I can use these for mitts if he doesn't like them. So these were like half skeins because I wanted, if I'm going to make socks, I really want something that has some nylon in it. Mm-hmm. Plus this had a little more yardage than the other full skeins of yarn. So it's 230 yards. It's a 75-25. And I just got, it's called Don't Blink, but it's just a basic medium gray. And then my last purchases were at Brazen Stitchery. I got a skein of self-striping yarn. I'm not sure what trickster skein means. I don't know if that's a mistake or something didn't quite work out. It
maybe,
was slightly...
Is it maybe her one-of-a-kind or something, maybe?
Well, she had it up there on display. It's called Flannel Shirt. I'm guessing maybe there was a mistake or something. It was slightly discounted.
Yeah, and so it probably...
But it's like what you would kind of imagine a mainly flannel shirt. It's red, gray, black, and blue.
And it's very self-stripes. Lumberjack.
Very yeah, lumberjack,
I
yes.
like that a lot. And it's self-striping? Pretty.
Yes. Okay. And then in that same vein, I got, again, for my husband... I don't know if he wants striped socks or not. I'll make them or I'll use them to make mitts or something out of them. Knights of Ren. and they're a half skein, so I got two skeins so I could get that extra yardage, plus it had nylon in it. It's the same vein as the flannel shirt. It's red, blue, and, or it's red and gray and black. It just doesn't have the blue like the flannel shirt one does. That was all of my haul from Yellow Rose.
Do you want to talk about the other stuff that you have from Interweave, or?
I can talk about it real quick if you want. I'm gonna make noise though.
Yeah. Because I actually really haven't looked at this. Because it just came the other day.
So, friends and able friends. I have a friend who lives, I have two friends who live in Denver, right outside Denver. So they were able to go to Interweave Yarn Fest, which was
two weeks ago.
Yeah. It was the same weekend as like every other big yarn thing that was going on. So I sent my friend Zan a list and said, you know, you can spend this much money or get me these many skeins. And we work out deals. So I looked at their vendor list. One of the vendors was Nerd String, and Nerd spelled K-N-E-R-D. I've heard about her from the Knitting Actually podcast by Becky. And Becky had put on a dinner thing called Knit Nosh, and Nerd String is local to them. And so I wanted to try their yarn, and I think this... Dyer also does the nerdy bags and tote bags and stuff like that. So anyway, I had my friend Zan get me a DK weight, and I'm like, so what? This one is a DK weight, which is 100% superwash, so 230 yards. And the color is rhymes with seal. The light's really bad in here, but it's a blue-green.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I like teal, so. And then the other one I had Zin get me was a fingering weight. Because, you know, you always need more sock yarn, fingering yarn. It's 400 yards of a superwash merino 2-ply. And it's a, I would say, a dark gray. Not quite black. It's not solid black. Called Black Celebration. So those are my two skeins of Nerd String. And then
Katie had to go retrieve more.
Yeah. This is where half my dining room table is just yarn. The biggest, most popular vendor I think there, or people are most excited to see, was Yarn on the House, Yoth. And my friend Zan went a little crazy at Yoth, and I gave her a big list for Yoth. I got what's called a puppy, which is their big sister base, which is like a DK base. And the puppy is 4 partial skeins dyed kind of in a gradient or coordinating scheme. And they put it on a dowel. And I got kind of a green aqua set. And it ends up being 460 some yards. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that yet. And then I'm never going to win stash down. If you see that box over there, that's all you are into. That game yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
We won't talk about that one. That's the dirty secret. That's the box of all the purple. So I had her get me some more Big Sister, which again I said is their DK weight, which is an 80-10-10. She got me like blue, green, green, blues.
It's kind of a sprucey.
Yeah, I would have wanted more blue, but you know, I wasn't there, so. Hazelnut, which is kind of a cream, a dark, dark cream. And then I did tell her I wanted an orange. So this is kind of a pumpkin-y orange called Mandarin.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
So those are heavier weight. And then I had her get a couple of skeins of Little Brother, which is their fingering weight, which I didn't have any of. Because I don't know if they didn't have that when we were at Stitches, or I don't know. I think I was just too overwhelmed in there at that point. But it's an 80-10-10, 435 yards. And I had her pick me out 3 colors. So one's called Sea Salt, which is kind of a creamy gray, a dark, not white, but it's a light gray. Avocado. Kind of looks like the inside of avocado. Mm-hmm. And then Concord Grape, which is like a blue, a purple blue. I don't know what I'm going to do with any of it yet. I had thought about making a cowl called the Sea Cliff Loop, where you knit, you would like split them into balls, and then you would knit these two together, and then knit this, you would marl them. Knit them with themselves and then marl them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's too much contrast or not. And I don't know that I want to spend that much money on a cow. But we'll see. But that is all the damage I have, not counting Plucky or D-Stash.
Okay. So everybody else, Darcy and Katie and most people went yarn crazy. I kind of went fiber crazy.
It made me want to spin all the stuff that was there.
I really honestly think that's what got me into spinning too. I think the first time I went to Kid and You and saw all the pretty fibers and not just yarn, I think that's when I really caught the spinning bug. I didn't start really, I had played with a spindle before then, but it was later that year or later the next spring when I actually really learned to use a drop spindle
and I saw
it all started.
Gorgeous yeah. spindles there that were painted.
There were really yeah. beautiful spindles.
There was a Cyberman like Doctor Who themed. Yeah. Actually there was one of the vendors who was showing me her TARDIS one that was outrageous. I'm like, yeah. okay, well
I don't use my spindles very much anymore, but it made me want to buy another one. There were some really neat ones that had like the what do you call it? The whorl was wooden, but the, like what was normally like the spindle part, the dowel, it was metal. Mm-hmm. And they were really, really pretty, but I didn't buy any spindles. I just bought a lot of fiber. I only bought one skein of yarn, so I'll start with that one. Actually, no, I'm going to start somewhat. No, that's a good place to start.
Just go
okay.
clockwise.
No, yes. Let me go. So I made my full circuit without buying anything, which is miraculous. But I was keeping notes in on my phone so that I would remember what exactly I wanted to go back for, which was, that was, it worked really well. It was a pretty good strategy.
You were really impressive.
Yeah. And the last booth that I got to, well, it wasn't the last one, but kind of looking, maybe I came back to it. The last one on my circuit, I found Fabjous Fibers. And at Stitches, I had spent all of the money I planned to spend, and we went to look at somebody's booth, and they had Fabjous Fibers, and I was oohing and aahing over it, and Katie decided that she would buy it, and then I would spin it for her. And that's what I did, and I think that's what I gave her for her birthday, was the spun fiber. But when I was spinning it, I fell in love with it. I just really, really liked spinning it. It has these iridescent sections. I think it's Firestar. I was looking at somebody's page yesterday, and it looked like they had just some Firestar, and I think that's what this is. But it has these just very iridescent sections and beautiful colors, and it was just a lot of fun to spin, and then I had to give it away. So I've been... They don't sell online. They only sell wholesale online. So I had to wait until I was either at a store that sold it and nobody sells it locally, or till I was at another fiber festival and could find it. And I hadn't really thought about it. And this last booth had a whole bunch of it. So that was my first purchase because I knew that I was going to buy it. And it just happened to start I had finished my circuit, so I was able to buy it. But this I got, it is number 12, Redwood Forest, and it's 65% merino, 35% nylon sparkle, and it is these teal greens and browns, I guess that's pretty much it, kind of a bunch of different tones of both of those colors, and it's going to be really pretty and fun to spin. And then the next thing, so on my first circuit, I found something that I knew for sure that I wanted to buy. But I was determined to make my circuit, and I wasn't sure what else I wanted to buy there. I didn't want to buy a whole bunch. There were a few things that I saw, and I didn't want to buy them all until I had looked everywhere. So I asked them to hold it, and they were nice enough to. I don't think they were used to people asking that, but I promised them that yes, that I was going to come back for it. I knew I wanted to, but I wanted to just make a circuit. And that was it. Kim Marie's, I don't know how she says it. I wonder, maybe there's Kim and maybe there's Marie and they've mashed up the names. I'm not sure. But Kim Marie's Knit Knacks, and she does have an Etsy store. It's Kim, KimMaries.
That's where I bought the wildflower
right.
and colorway.
What had first caught my eye there was some blue bonnet colored yarn. And then I wanted to buy that. But then just looking through it, I found one that was called Stargazing. And I think I'm pretty sure I've mentioned before that if you have an astronomical themed colorway, I'm probably going to buy it. And this is black with kind of like purples and pinks and yellows. And it's sparkly. And I don't know if the stripes or if it's just a variegated. I don't really care.
It's gorgeous.
It was really, really pretty. So I went back to buy that, and she also had bags. So she has these little project bags, and if you are familiar with Java Jenny's bags, they have that snap. You can hear the little snap opening. And so I've never seen Java Jenny's bags, but I suspect that they're similar to this. And it has like bottle caps, root beer, sarsaparilla, Cub soda, cola, and stuff like that. And I really liked the bag. So, and it's nice and padded. It's a really nice bag.
She had one of her own that had a fox design on it that I hinted strongly. Do you have more of that? And so we had a whole discussion about fabric.
Yeah.
And availability. Yeah.
This is really, it seems to be really well made. I'm really happy with it. I haven't bought a bag in a long time. And I was going to buy the blue bonnet yarn, but in the basket where it had been, she only had worsted. So I figured it had sold out and I didn't want worsted. I wanted fingering. So I went ahead to buy and my card was denied. And I was not happy, but Wells Fargo is really good about fraud prevention. So when it was denied a couple of times, she said someone else had that issue. And, she kind of seemed embarrassed for me. I wasn't embarrassed because I'm like, I know I have money in my account. So unless someone had, unless my account had been compromised, it wasn't a problem with my card. And we were talking about, maybe my bank. As I'm standing there, my phone rings and I'm like, I'm going to take this because I bet I know who's calling me. And sure enough, it was an automated call from Wells Fargo Fraud Prevention wanting to verify that I had tried to make these purchases. So I left the stuff with her and went out into the lobby and called Wells Fargo and told them that I was at a craft fair and a lot of people were using Square. And it seemed to think that my card was stolen, and they went in and changed it so that it would allow purchases from all states, which is what is the trigger usually, and I was fine. So I went back and was able to make the purchases and continue on, which it was very nice. They were very patient, very understanding. I think I heard other people saying that they had this issue too. So that, for those of you who are going to craft fairs and using credit cards, that's something to be aware of if you have the opportunity. I know with Wells Fargo, you can notify them if you're traveling. And this one, I didn't think about that because it was all in Texas. I didn't think about the fact that the Square, the online purchasing, might register as a different state. So that's something to be aware of. Next time, I'll probably just bring cash because that was awkward and inconvenience. But the guy was really nice, got it taken care of. So as I was leaving, I actually noticed that there were several skeins of the blue bonnet yarn in stock, but I had already, I kind of wanted to move away from that booth at that point and move on. So I may actually, at some point, I may attempt to dye some of my own, or like I said, she does have an Etsy shop, so I might be able to actually go on and buy some, but after that, I don't know what order I went in, so I'll just go clockwise. I went to this one. Kit Kat Ranch, who does mohair, actually. And there were two booths, but she was running the credit cards for both of them. So this one,
that was the one next to the wine tasting, wasn't it?
Probably. It was down at the end of the row.
Yeah.
Did I mention
the wine tasting?
For the swap that I did with two Knit Lit Chicks, I threw in the skein of hand spun that I had done a while back that was this really, really pretty turquoise and like tonal greens that was called Snorkel. And I really liked that skein. It was a little hard to give it up. So I wanted to find some yarn or some fiber that was a similar color so I could spin something similar for me. And that's what this is. This is 80% mohair, 10% silk, 10% merino. And it's mostly turquoise with some darker blue. And I can't really see any. Yeah, there's a little bit of green in here. And this is pencil roving, so this should spin up really quickly. And it's 2 ounces. And then from the booth next to her, and so it was Blue Mule Fiber. I bought a bat, which is 2.1 ounces, and let's see. This has mohair, recycled sari silk, Firestar, merino top, harlequin wool, and milk fiber. And it is a really pretty rose colored with the, it, what really drew me in with this were all of the little silk noil bits in here. So this should be a lot of fun to spin. So then, what was next? I think I went, at that point I went back to Savvy Skeins. I had been wanting to buy from Savvy Skeins for a while, but I haven't seen it in person. She was selling through Yarntopia's booth at Houston Fiber Fest last year. She had sent stuff to be sold, but it was pretty picked through by the time I went. And then I saw some at Yarntopia itself last time I was there, but the colors weren't quite mine. So I really wanted to buy something this time. Oh, and one of the other things was my goal. I have a lot of Three Waters Farm because I was in their club that is not a blend. There's like 100% whatever fiber. And I wanted some blends. So most of what I got today were blends. And this one is in, actually she doesn't have colorways for her roving, I guess. But it is BFL bamboo, 60% BFL, 40% bamboo. And it's kind of sky blue, kind of reminds me of a partly cloudy sky with some oranges and kind of golden colors. And it's really pretty.
Some like olive.
Yeah, there's a little bit of like olive green. That's going to be really nice. So I got that. And then then we went to Brazen Stitchery, which was ironically the very first booth we had stopped at. And this is where I had the analysis paralysis because she had so many pretty things. And I really like her colorway names. So I was having a hard time deciding. And first of all, I had planned to buy either Hobbitses, which is greens and browns I think it was merino bamboo nylon blend, or another one that was called, I think, Happy Pants, which was happy, you know, brighter colors on the bamboo, merino bamboo. And I couldn't make up my mind, and I had chosen the Happy Pants and then decided actually last minute that that wasn't what I wanted and ended up with Cadbury Eggs for Breakfast, which is kind of Easter egg colors with maybe some grays.
When you think of a bag of Cadbury eggs, it's the colors.
Or right. What really reminds me of are the foil-covered chocolate Easter eggs that I used to get. Or foil, like Easter-colored Hershey Kisses.
Right.
Those colors. And I wanted to get one more thing from her booth, and I was planning to get yarn, and I couldn't find... I found the Hobbitses colorway on DK, I think. But I couldn't decide what I would make with it. And so I decided to just get more fiber and kept looking. And then I finally decided to go with the Hobbitses colorway after all. But instead of on the bamboo merino bamboo, I just got superwash merino. So this is the only 100% fiber,
non-blend
that I got. And it's browns and greens. And again, it'll be really pretty. So that is everything that I bought at Yellow Rose, but as Katie said, friends enable friends, or in this case, friends of friends enable friends, and Zan offered to pick me up something from Interweave Fiberfest, too, if there was anything that I wanted. So I looked through the vendors to see what there was that I wouldn't be able to get locally anytime soon. And the first thing that caught my eye was Bijou Basin because I've really been interested.
So pretty.
And then, I was like, wait, that is Bijou Basin, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bijou Basin Ranch. And what she ended up getting me was a gradient cake. And it's 50% yak down, 50% Cormo wool. and it is kind of like a dusty blue to a lilac. And it's 270 yards. That'll make something really pretty. And then the other thing, I had said Greenwood Fiber Arts because Fiberworks. Greenwood Fiberworks. I think I've been calling that the wrong name for a long time. I had spun some of their fiber back after stitches and really liked it. So in my head, I wanted fiber, but I guess Zan isn't a spinner, so I'm sure she didn't, it didn't.
Well, and I don't know that I relayed that either.
Right. And if you don't spin, I mean, I think you're thinking yarn, and that's not a problem. But, so she ended up getting me, I had said, like merino bamboo or merino silk or something like that. So she actually found yarn with that fiber content, which was perfectly fine. I'm not complaining. And it is in the, Blue Eyes colorway. And it kind of reminds me, of like a Monet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like different blues and greens with kind of yellows and browns. I actually have, a few years ago, I got some Hunger Game themed yarn. And the PETA colorway was actually really similar to this. I made a sockhead hat for Laura out of that I don't think she ever wore. But that, you know, that is what it is. So that is what this is. And it is 60% superwash wool, 30% rayon from bamboo, and 10% nylon. And so that is everything. And that is a lot. So, yeah, this was actually a really fun day. We left at about 9:30.
Yeah.
And it's 6:30 now, so we have come and gone from Sakine and recorded and...
Stopped at Bucky's,
which is
the Walmart of gas stations.
Yeah, that's a really good, that's a good description. They have the cleanest bathrooms that you'll find. Of course, I don't think there was a line today, which I've never
seen. Yeah, people weren't moving through. Yeah. Is what happened. And then the cleaning ladies were in there too.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's like, come on ladies, they're open stalls.
But okay. I mean, it's not just like gas, it's like there's like a million walls of drinks and all these different
and
snacks.
And this particular one, this is kind of their flagship one, I think. And they've got kolaches, which are Czech pastries. And fudge, and I think they even had Dippin' Dots.
I didn't see the Dippin' Dots.
It was either
Dippin'
Dots or something like Dippin' Dots.
Okay.
And they've got, like, canned food. I mean, like, canned, like, you know, canning. Like, pickled okra and candied jalapenos.
I wanted to come home with a metal chicken. I was really close to coming home with a metal chicken.
Yeah, I really like the metal chicken, too, I have to admit.
It's like, if you've read the Blogus's book, it's like, I need a metal chicken in my life. Yeah. My husband doesn't agree.
No. I think my husband probably would say okay to a metal chicken if I really wanted it.
I put it out in the yard or something, maybe.
Yeah, it could go in the flower bed. I don't know.
I think it would. I think it would be a point of strife in our household.
But anyway.
Anyway.
That was our day. It was a lot of fun. Oh, and in case you happen to have noticed, we have said for like the past few times that Darcy wasn't going to get to go with us to Yellow Rose. And here she is,
by
the
way. It just worked out. It just really worked out.
Yeah, so it turned out she thought she had to work this week. When we were first planning, I think for some reason we thought she had to work this weekend. And it turned out she didn't. So we were really glad that she got to go with us. And, okay, so just to throw out there, the upcoming events. Like Darcy mentioned, Texas Library Association is this coming week, and she's going and I am going. Just in case there happens to be anybody, I mean, you know, librarians knit often. If anybody happens to know us, feel free to say hello.
Absolutely. And if you're going to the, what is it that's going on Wednesday? What kind of...
Wednesday's a president's party.
The president's party, but they also have the
run.
The Hennington 5K, and I have not figured out what kind of tutu I'm wearing, but I'm going to be running in that, so... And Summer will be holding my bags. She doesn't know it yet, but she will be.
Okay. And then, so, just in case, and I think I mentioned last time, I will be in Indianapolis in about a month if... anybody wants to give me suggestions on things to do on the little bit of downtime that I have. And then in June is Houston Fiber Fest, which we are all planning to go to. Not, I know Darcy and I will be there together. We're trying to convince Katie that she should switch work weekends and go with us too. I know that there are several other people that I know who are coming in for that. So if you are going to be there, please let us know. I'd love to say hello. And I guess that's it. So, we will plan to record again in about 3 weeks. I think that that is before I will be, it's just before I go on my travels. So we'll try to get in a recording before then. And
yeah, and we need to lay down our stuff for the knit along that we want to do. So
I think we can at least, we can give you a teaser in that we're going to do something. We are all librarians, and if you use the library, you know that there's usually a summer reading program for kids, and we want to do a summer reading program themed knit along. And we have some ideas, we just need to work out the logistics. And I have every intention of tying a cooking theme into that somehow, just not exactly sure how it's going to work out yet. So the next time we record, we'll have firm details on that, and we plan to run that through June through September. Mm-hmm. And, that's it. Yeah. All right. We will talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.